We've covered a number of outrageous moves by federal judge Eileen Cannon in the Mar-a-Lago document case, but this may be the most outrageous yet. And special counsel Jack Smith just noticed the appearance of two appellate lawyers, showing that he is likely gearing up to appeal what will likely be horrific rulings by Judge Eileen Cannon. Here is what she just did. Judge Cannon said that two amicus briefs, which are friend of the court briefs that are submitted by outside groups to try to help persuade judges to rule in certain ways. So Judge Cannon says that two amicus briefs filed by Trump-aligned lawyers may be of considerable help to her on Trump's various motions to dismiss. One involves his motion to dismiss on the basis that the National Archive referral to the Department of Justice was deficient and improper. The other motion to dismiss was Donald Trump's argument that Special Counsel Jack Smith was appointed in an invalid way, that the special counsel appointment was invalid. Both of these motions are just entirely frivolous, and the amici, the groups filing the amicus brief, one is a group called America First Legal, which is led by Stephen Miller, and the other brief was filed by Citizens United. Yes, the actual group, Citizens United. And Judge Eileen Cannon says that these are very helpful for her. The arguments made in these briefs are the height of frivolous. But let me just show you Judge Eileen Cannon's order so you can see for yourself. And then let me show you a little bit more about these groups. Then let me dig into these briefs that they filed. So here's the paperless order that was issued by Judge Eileen Cannon. It says, paperless order granting unopposed motion for leave to file amicus briefs. The court has reviewed the motions and finds that the proposed amici bring to the court's attention relevant matter that may be of considerable help to the court in resolving the cited pretrial motions. And then it goes on to say, the amicus briefs are accepted for the court's consideration. Should the special counsel or defendants wish to file a separate response to either amicus brief, they may do so on or before March 15th, 2024, in accordance with the local rules, signed by Judge Eileen Cannon, dated March 6th, 2024. And again, this is not something that the special counsel would even think about having to oppose or respond to, because it is just so completely and utterly frivolous to begin with. So let me talk to you first about America First Legal, one of the groups that Judge Cannon says that this will be very helpful to her determination on issues. And again, Trump's argument that the National Archives is not allowed to make a referral to the Department of Justice and that Special Counsel Jack Smith was appointed in an unlawful manner is like literally the most fringe, frivolous arguments. But then again, America First Legal is led by Stephen Miller, and they put out ads like this. Play the clip.
If you or a loved one were denied a job, raise, promotion, or professional opportunity as a result of diversity quotas, equity mandates, affirmative action, or other racial preferences, we want to hear from you. Please call us at 1-877-AFL-5454 or go to AFL.
Today's episode is brought to you by 8Sleep, the high-tech solution to your age-old sleeping issues. 8Sleep's pod cover slips right over your mattress, bringing heating and cooling tech that keeps you comfortable and sleeping deeper for a better, more restful night. There's nothing worse than tossing, turning, sweating, or shivering in the night because you're not sleeping at the perfect temperature. This is why I love my 8Sleep, which has greatly improved my quality of sleep and in turn improved my quality of life. Sleep science shows that in order to sleep at our best, our body temperature needs to drop in the early and middle part of sleep and rise in the morning. The pod cover will improve your sleep by automatically adjusting your bed's temperature based on your individual needs. The cover can be added to any bed like a fitted sheet and allows you and your partner to cool or warm your side of the bed as low as 55 degrees and up to 110 degrees. In addition to keeping you at the perfect temperature all night, the pod also tracks your sleep and health metrics. On average, pod users see their sleep quality improve by 32% after just a month on the pod. There's no better way to improve your day-to-day life than better sleep. And the easiest way to do that is with 8 Sleeps Pod 3. So start the new year right and invest in the rest you deserve with 8 Sleep Pod Cover. Go to 8sleep.com/Midas and get $200 off plus free shipping on the pod cover by 8 Sleep. That's 8sleep.com/Midas. EIGHTSLEEP.com/MEIDAS and get $200 off. Folks, this was a major game changer for me, and I'm so grateful for my 8 Sleep, and I know you will be as well. So the very purpose of First America, or America First Legal Foundation, whatever they call themselves, is that they, one of the main things they do is basically sue for discrimination against white people, and specifically discrimination against white males. That's one of the things they do. So the lawsuits that they filed, for example, and they have on their press releases, is that America First Legal files civil rights complaint against Mars and M&M's for discriminating against white males. And then they go on to have other lawsuits as well. I'll show you some of the other ones that they filed here. America First Legal files the lawsuit against Unilever, the parent company of Ben and Jerry's, and alleged that they're discriminating primarily against white males or males. And this is the group, by the way, that the MAGA, you can see how incestuous this is. The MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives, the ones that rely on the spies of Russia and that rely on the foreign agents of China to peddle in disinformation to try to bring down President Biden with literal agents of foreign countries that want to harm us here. They're the ones who kind of promote and uplift America First Legal right here. And they're the ones who do like the emojis about America First Legal has opened an investigation, this was back in March of 2023, into the New York County District Attorney's Office to obtain their communications. And that's being promoted by the Judiciary Committee right there. Let's just pull up right here these frivolous filings so you can see them for yourself and what it is that they are arguing. So here's the one right here. This is Brief of Amicus Curiae America First Legal Foundation in support of Trump's motion to dismiss based on the Presidential Records Act. And you'll recall one of Trump's arguments here is that the nuclear codes, the nuclear secrets, war plans, all of this information is actually under the Presidential Records Act, his personal property, not we the people, not our government. Trump argues that this belongs to him, and therefore NARA, the National Archives, had no right to even refer this to the DOJ because our government documents belongs to Donald Trump if he claims that they're his and there's nothing we can do about it and whatever he says goes, and he telepathically declassifies things. That's basically the thrust of Trump's argument, why NARA has no authority here to do any of this. And that's basically one of the arguments that's being uplifted here by this America First Legal Foundation, Stephen Miller's group, or whatever they're calling themselves these days. So that's one of them. Let's take a look at the other one right here. If I go through the argument, you could read them. It'll literally make your, it'll just make you go, what in the world are they talking about? So that's basically what it says. The other one is lawyers from Citizen United and the Citizen United Foundation, and they're arguing that Special Counsel Jack Smith was unlawfully appointed and unlawfully funded. And it talks about how Citizens United is a nonprofit corporation headed in Washington, D.C. And of course, Citizen United is the one who basically broke down any type of campaign finance reform that was done on a bipartisan basis, where the Supreme Court basically said that there's a First Amendment right to basically allow all of this dark money into politics. The right-wing Supreme Court did that in the Citizens United case. And then their argument here is Jack Smith does not have the authority to prosecute this case. Those actions can be taken only by persons properly appointed as federal officers to properly created federal offices. But neither Smith nor the position of special counsel under which he purportedly acts meets the criteria. He wields tremendous power, answerable to no one, and that is a serious problem for the rule of law. Whatever one may think of Donald Trump or the conduct Smith challenges in the underlying case. So that's their argument that Judge Eileen Cannon says it's very helpful for her to resolve these issues and look at. As I mentioned before, and as Lisa Rubin has reported as well, in the Mar-a-Lago document case, two lawyers from special counsel Jack Smith's team just entered notices of appearance. And these are the lawyers who had argued before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And as Lisa Rubin said, to folks watching for when and if the special counsel's office will appeal a Judge Cannon order, this could be a sign that they are gearing up for one. I've said that that's coming. Judge Eileen Cannon issues these paperless orders, and she hasn't really even issued any substantive order that can be appealed. We expect that to happen soon and Jack Smith to file an appeal and potentially even seek her removal based on her egregious conduct. Just to be clear, she hasn't embraced these arguments yet. She hasn't ruled that these arguments have merit in the sense of dismissing the actions. But the fact that she's even saying this is helpful, like, what are you talking about? These are just very bizarre things that are filed. And it's very strange for an amicus brief to be filed in a district court proceeding as well like this. So again, you see what Judge Eileen Cannon is doing right here. And we'll keep posting you. We'll keeping you updated and posted on developments here. But wanted to share that with you. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together and have a wonderful day.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.